The opioid epidemic is a very, very rough deal right now. I mean, there's you can look in the papers and you can see multiple, you know, houses that have burned. They're part with that frontline services and more training, identifying that. I think we've made pretty good strides as far as, you know, the ingredients that is required to make these substances has been, you know, restricted or monitored far better than what it has in the past. There's strides moving forward, but I think that we need to really look at that as maybe a community-based intervention. You know, our young people are finding themselves, you know, more apt to getting a hold of this. So more of the, you know, community-based education, I think would be a very good, you know, initiative for that, as well as more, you know, training for our law enforcement. And it goes back to my, you know, funding essentials and funding the, you know, the frontline staff, having more staff, more law enforcement that can focus on that would be key. And maybe that's something we can get with some type of federal funding. But it's definitely something we have to look at. Marijuana coming into effect, it's legalized. So realistically, that one isn't going to have much of a play in it other than trying to keep it out of the, you know, our children's hands. Responsibility.